This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome to Job Search Radio, episode 302. This is a fun show. It's a show that I'm helping someone who's not a U.S. citizen handle a situation that they find themselves in, where they're competing for a job and they want to let the hiring manager know how committed they would be if they were hired by the firm. I hope you find it helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And by the way, if we are connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Now, let's get going. Let me just read the question to you before I go into the answer. That's a good way to do it, right? So, after applying to a job with only one other applicant, as a non-citizen, how can I contact the hiring manager to let him know how committed I would be? Okay, so there are two dimensions to this. One is about the contact, and one is about being a non-citizen. So I want to work with the assumption. I'm actually going to not work with the assumption. I'm going to do it on two layers. The first one is they know you're in the country on an H-1B visa. So you've already had an interview, and now you want to contact the hiring manager. I would suggest sending an email. So you might call up the firm if you don't have their email address. Ask for the hiring manager's email address. If they're unwilling to give it to you, just basically tell reception, I interviewed with so-and-so. I want to get their email address to send the thank you note. Real simple. And then the note basically says, thanks for making time to meet with me. I really enjoy talking with you. I think the opportunity would be a terrific one for me. And then you talk about your qualifications. And then conclude in the last paragraph by saying, in case there's any doubt, I just want you to know how committed I would be to this role and to the organization. And I look forward to hearing from you about next steps in the process. That simple. Now, let's assume that you don't have an interview and you've just been to a job board or website where they clock the number of responses so you know there's only two people responding, you and one other person, and that they don't know that you have a visa. Or let's assume that they do and you just haven't gotten a response yet. So you basically do the same thing. You get an email address for this person. Don't know who the person is? Call up reception, say, I understand there's a position open for such and such. Who's the hiring manager for that? They'll try and send you to HR. Politely accept the transfer. And then from there, you know, duck the phone call. And then call back a little while later, ask for the name of the CIO. Call their office, ask for the name of the hiring manager who's responsible for that position or that function, and then do much the same thing. You send them an email letting them know of your qualifications, indicating that you've responded and that you wanted to talk with them about the role and about your background. Talk about how your experience fits, just like I explained in the previous one. And you can conclude by saying, I haven't heard from anyone about my candidacy. I just want to simply say that this role looks terrific. I have a background where I could deliver for you, and you know, I would work very hard for you. And you write it in a way that demonstrates your commitment to the organization and to the position, just like in the last example I gave. And try not to be too polite. You know, one of the things that's culturally different about U.S. society and U.S. culture and business and others is if you're too polite, it's not looked at well. You can be cordial without being obsequious, slave-like, demonstrating extreme obedience. American culture doesn't really respect that. So again, two ways to respond to that. I hope you find this helpful. I have many other answers to questions on YouTube. You do a search for Ask the Big Game Hunter and you'll find many more. Also, I want to suggest coming over to my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot of information about job hunting that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find work more quickly. A few final things. First of all, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. If your current firm is trying to hire someone, send me an email at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Let me know who to contact and whether I should mention your name. I'd love to help you firm staff positions. Finally, when you get to the point where you're going to be negotiating salary, you know, athletes, entertainers, you know, celebrity people all have agents doing negotiating. That's not going to be the case with you. However, you can get preparation so you're as well rehearsed as possible to help you through the negotiation. Schedule time with me through my website, and I'd be happy to go through that with you and get you prepared for your negotiation. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, I want to encourage you. Take me up on this special offer I made in honor of my 300th episode of Job Search Radio. The special offer is if you email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us, in the subject line, put the words Job Search Radio. A 30-minute coaching session with me that I charge $250 for normally will be only $99. I don't care what level professionally you're at. I want to help more people, and this becomes a nice way to thank you as a listener to the show and thank you as someone who wants to improve their career and their job search to help you land work more quickly. Again, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Put Job Search Radio in the subject line. We'll send out an invoice to you. We'll schedule a time to speak no matter where in the world you are. And by the way, if we're not connected on Facebook, give me a like at facebook.com/no BS coaching advice, or just look for me, Jeff Altman, The Big Game Hunter. Thumbs up. You'll get access to even more information that I put out daily. Hope you come back soon and have a great day.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.